On paper, the process to cast a ballot doesn't seem all that different from what someone on the outside would have to go through. And that's the problem. Life in jail is different.
You know, you're living in a place where sometimes it's really hard just to get a phone call to your lawyer or some really basic human things or legal things.
That's voting rights activist Bruce Riley.
I can only imagine the challenge, and not just the sort of logistical challenge, but kind of the emotional or power-based challenge of asking from your captor the ability to vote.
The United States Supreme Court affirmed pretrial inmates' right to vote in a handful of cases in the 60s and 70s, but it left it up to the states to decide how to ensure ballot access behind bars. In Louisiana, inmates who don't have any prior felony convictions can request an absentee ballot by mail. But to get one, they have to include a certification from the sheriff confirming they're locked up. Registration is a little trickier. It's also submitted by mail, but it's due 30 days before the election. Riley, who works with Voice of the Experienced, or VOTE, walked me through the timeline. For a pretrial inmate to register in time for the November 16 governor's election, he would have had to start filing paperwork around October 1st.
When people come to what is a pretrial detention facility, the focus is on getting out, quite frankly. It's not on trying to figure out how to do things like voting.
Reverend Alexis Anderson is, among many other things, a member of the East Baton Rouge Parish Prison Reform Coalition. She says until recent reform efforts in East Baton Rouge, the average detainee spent 55 days awaiting trial and wouldn't have access to any information about voting rights or how to exercise them. But that's not always the case. Orleans Parish Registrar of Voters Sandra Wilson says her office coordinates with someone specially assigned by the sheriff. Together, they get ballots to any eligible voters in the jail, if they request them.
The numbers usually range like 10 to 20 people, but we've had years when we've had like maybe 100.
A tiny fraction of the inmates at the 1,400-bed facility. And few jurisdictions approach the issue with the same enthusiasm as Orleans Parish. Louisiana has 64 parishes, each with its own registrar of voters, its own sheriff, and its own jail. That leaves plenty of places for the system to break down. Louisiana Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin hasn't provided any guidelines for local officials. He has been focused more on preventing what he calls voter fraud. Here he is at a campaign event last month.
If you want someone who fights the fraud of same-day registration and voting and automatic voter registration, who do you want as your Secretary of State? And if you want someone who fights against voting machines in prisons, who do you want?
Riley, the voting rights activist, says that advocacy groups can only do so much without support from the government.
You know, in the first half of the 20th century, you know, Black people had the right to vote, but I believe it was under 10% of folks were actually voting. And so the gap between the right and the ability can really be and often is bridged by the government itself.
We're talking about voting, but Anderson says it's bigger than that.
And then I think, unfortunately, the minute people put on that orange jumpsuit, there is very little recognition of their humanity, much less their civic engagement. There's not a lot of interest in creating an environment that is conducive to restoration. It is actually designed to be just the opposite.
Innocent until proven guilty. In theory, you have certain rights until you lose them on your day in court. But in practice, those seemingly hard lines can be blurred. In Baton Rouge, I'm Paul Braun.